In this episode, I want to talk with you about how fast you connect with people and why that's important for growing your business.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o! All right, you caught me in the car, on my way to the gym, early morning, sun isn't even up yet. Actually, you know what I can see off into the desert right now? Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, in the great American Southwest, and starting to peek up from the shrubs off into the distance, like maybe 10 miles away, I'm seeing some hot air balloons that are about to take off on a morning excursion for people that want to see the sun come up in the desert. What a beautiful sight that is. So I'm on my way to the gym. The gym's just opened. What about where you live? And it's been a tricky time, right? Like trying to stay fit, trying to stay active, keep yourself in shape while your gyms aren't available because of COVID-19. I've been doing a lot of running in the morning and so much running that I've been enjoying it like nothing else, but I've also been injuring myself, pulled a calf muscle this summer, and that took a good 8 weeks, could barely walk for a while, had some crutches and a bunch of that stuff. And now the gym is open, you've got to wear a face mask. So I'm wearing one of those, what do they call, like the little plastic guards across the face because you don't breathe your exhaust. And I only wear that at the gym. But you know, there's like all these ways that you have to optimize your face protection. So, which is a really weird part of living at this time. But I want to talk with you about something that keeps popping up in my client meetings, and more specifically in my first client meetings. And it is, how fast can you connect with people and have a feel with them, like a connection where they feel you and you feel them, and it is not fake or forced, but a replicatable process that you go through. And I know it's going to be tricky to explain, but it's something I've discovered is like, I don't know, it's like gold. It's invaluable. And when you're in sales in particular, or you're trying to get a new job, or you're trying to grow your networking base, or get people to know you or believe in you or give you opportunity or any of those things, you've got to be deliberate in how you develop a presence of likability. I mean, there's a lot of people who've developed a presence, and this is the opposite. Like, I don't want people, I would prefer, instead of pulling off the cool guy who might be too cool to smile, what about the one that's the opposite? That's like so cool and natural that it's okay with you connecting with people and having a heart connection, because now my job's different. You know, as the company's grown, I'm doing less sales towards the end of the proposal and more tip of the spear. Like, I'm almost exclusively tip of the spear for the company. Like, I'm in the first couple of meetings and I'm, you know, out on social and on Zoom and meeting people and then introducing them to the people in my neighborhood that execute at a very high level that are on my WireBuzz team. And when you are routinely every 60 minutes, tip of the spear in the next meeting, how fast you connect with people and have a real, meaningful, heartfelt connection can change the entire trajectory of your company. Now, for those of you who are like rolling your eyes that are like, yeah, whatever, dude. I mean, people just need to be served. I can serve them. Then, I mean, that's great and all, but you need to know that this is ultimately about relationships. You know, my grandfather, oh man, this guy's a giant in my life. I was partially raised by my grandfather. I just pulled up at the gym. By the way, this entire conversation so far is my drive from the house, my Lifetime Fitness complex. And so now you know, it's like the gyms that work for people are the ones that are closest to their house. And if you want your gym to not work for you and you not to go to it, pick one that's further away. So my grandfather, I called him Pop, but really everybody knows him as Papa. But as I got older, Papa became a little too, it wasn't mature enough, right? Especially when he was with me and alive until I was about 35. So Pop used to always say when I was a kid, he would say, and maybe I should give you just a little backstory here. Yeah, I should. It's just so damn good. You know, I grew up in Los Angeles. He lived in Westwood with my grandmother, Nana. And so I would spend weekends with them, and they were like my second set of parents. And in LA, movies premiere like every friggin' weekend. And when you go to a movie or a movie premiere, and back in the day, Westwood was like the place, you know, at UCLA where new movies drop and all those big legendary theaters are. And we would walk over there and get dinner and then go to the movies after, right? Like, just like a lot of families do. But the lines for premieres are something completely different. So often you'd have to leave a man behind and put them in line while you went and got dinner, and then you'd bring them the to-go food. So this didn't happen every weekend, but enough for me to ask my grandfather when my grandfather said, "I'll wait in line. You guys go get dinner. Bring me dinner." And I remember saying to him one day, you know, I'm using adult terms now, but the feeling is still the same. It felt like awkward, or I was confused by why he was waiting in line and we would go have dinner. And he said to me, "You see, do you know who people do business with?" And I shook my head. I had never gave it any thought. I might've been 8 years old or 12 years old. And I'd say, "No." And he'd say, "People do business with people they have relationships with. So you always have to be in the business of developing relationships." And he said that to me my entire life until he passed. People do business with people they have relationships with. So you always have to be in the business of developing relationships. Fast forward to Zoom. Fast forward to meeting people, God willing, in person, when you go to events or networking, or you just happen to be walking through a restaurant and you meet somebody. People do business with people they have relationships with. So you always have to be in the business of developing relationships. And if you are too cool for interacting with people, if you've got an air of being snobby or stuck up or hard to approach, or you've built up this pretense about yourself, it doesn't serve you in the world where you need to be developing relationships. The people that create the most opportunity in their lives, do you know who they are? They're people that ice break, that say hello, that create friends, that ask questions, that are curious and interested. So when you're in this world of trying to create new opportunities for yourself, trying to get a new job, trying to get hired somewhere, or become the new vendor for a company, the better you get, the more comfortable you get at developing relationships and doing it quickly and engineering some type of a way to get into a human-to-human connection. I call it H-to-H. If you can get into H-to-H connections in these Zooms or in these meetings, or talk about something that is other than work, what you'll discover is you've quickly become a magnet to that other person's heart. Because what we care about and what we develop relationships about should be popping up inside of your Zoom meetings. Example, yesterday I was on a call, in a Zoom call, with somebody from a CRM company that is one of their gurus. And I don't know them. This was our first meeting. They know us. They've followed us for years. They know the nickname that this company that I almost revealed calls me, because I was the first to add video into their CRM. And I don't want to out the company. But in the background, on the Zoom, this person from that company, their thought leader's spouse, walked by, and he had on like shorts or boxers, a t-shirt and some socks, and he was carrying his lunch. And I friggin' loved it. Why? Because it allowed me to sidestep work and talk about H-to-H issues. human-to-human issues that we all have in common. The more you can find commonality in these meetings, the more you can make a connection, and the more they're going to like you and want to have you around because you're real and relatable, and people do business with people that they have relatable relationships with, okay? Maya Angelou said a lot of brilliant things, and most of it with rhythm. Like, if you've heard her talk, when she does her sayings or her quotes, it's like poetry or like a slow roll, loose rap. Kind of like how Muhammad Ali would float like a butterfly and sting like a bee when he would explain that. So Maya Angelou, one of my favorite things of many that she said is, and I'm going to botch it because I'm sitting in the gym parking lot right now, and I don't have the face shield on in case you're wondering, not yet, okay? She said, people will not remember what you said, but they'll remember how you make them feel. It's so important when you get into these business meetings to make people feel a certain way, liked, appreciated, like they're interesting, like that you admire them or you relate with them. If you can make a connection with people, they will open up more doors. Example, I recently had lunch with Tony Robbins' chief marketing officer. And it was our first time. We've exchanged emails and LinkedIn direct messages, and we've chatted it up a little bit, but that was our first time meeting. And we didn't even talk about me speaking for them, which should be the primary topic, right? Like, as I'm in there, and we didn't even talk about me being a vendor and the projects that we're currently doing for them. We didn't do any of that. And what I find interesting is I kept kicking myself in the meeting. By the way, I'm being transparent on behalf of you. And I'm revealing something because I want you to understand the psychology that's going on in my head so you could transfer it over and get better results for your business and in your life, okay? So I'm in that meeting and we're at lunch. By the way, for those of you that are Phoenicians or from the Valley of the Sun, we were at Pita Jungle on Mill Avenue down the street from ASU, Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona. And so we're sitting there having lunch, and I keep saying to myself, dude, you got to start talking about what you need to get out of this meeting. Because we were like connecting and bonding on areas of like interest. Ours were fitness, my learning disabilities that I had as a child, that I struggled with miserably. We talked about marketing. We talked about Tony's comeback challenge, which was genius, what they pulled off. Frigging genius. We could probably spend another episode on that. And we talked about how my parents got me to speak in front of audiences because they knew I had the gift to gab, and they tried to channel my energy as a 10-year-old boy. So I had something to feel good about myself because I was so riddled with attention and learning disabilities. I was so negative. I had such a negative outlook on my life that they helped cultivate at a young age my public speaking. And anytime the schools had an opportunity to have a speaking event or competition, my parents pushed me out there and gave me the confidence, and the results have been somebody that really is a speaker first before everything. That's the first place I found real value in my life. And that I had a talent and a skill that other people maybe didn't have, right? And how that changed. So when we started having that kind of a conversation, when I got in the car, I was like, well, I walked to the car. I thought, man, that was a great lunch. Like, I love her. I love her. But then the next 24 hours, I was like, dude, you screwed up. You should have talked about the business things that you need. You had that moment. And instead, Maya Angelou, right? People will not remember what you said. They will remember how you make them feel. So I circled back with her a couple days later when I developed in my head what the strategy was. And I created a personalized video that addressed some of the things that I didn't get to talk with her about. And her email reply to me told me everything I need to know. She used the word in her email reply, the magic word, 5 times. What's the magic word? Remember, people will not remember what you said. They will remember how you made them feel. So the magic word that she replied back with 5 times in the email was love. Oh, Todd, I loved meeting you at lunch, blah, blah, blah. You know, one of the things I'd love to talk with you about further, look, if you can get your prospect or somebody you're trying to develop a relationship with to use the word love 5 times in a follow-up email as a thank you for that meeting, you did something right, even if you didn't talk about business. Start cultivating a presence or an ability to connect human to human, H to H, and everything else in your life will be taken care of after that. Because people do business with people they have relationships with. Create that relationship and that connection. Don't overuse it. You know, you don't want to just be talking about, laughing about the gentleman in the background, the husband that walked by with his plate and his socks, or not to add value. You've got to sprinkle in both, but don't miss the opportunity to connect on something other than work. Because if you just connect on work, if you have that limiting belief that they only value you because of the work or the proposal or the pitch or what you've done for me lately, you've missed the golden opportunity. Because at the end of the day, who do we work with? We work with people. We surround ourselves with people. We give new opportunities to people that we like and trust. And sometimes we bring them, and often we bring them things that we have no clue if they can even do, but we bring it to them first because we know, like, and trust them first. Oh boy, do I love this topic. I'm going to pump the brakes right here. I got to get my ass into the gym. I got to work out because I got to look like I belong with my wife because she's ripped. Anyway, I wish you guys continued prosperity. Let me know what you think about this new podcast format where I'm dropping shorter episodes, but more frequently. I'd love your feedback. Hit me up on LinkedIn. That's where it's going down for reals. And I will continue to do my job. Oh, almost forgot. If you're trying to figure out how you grow your business, your agency, your video production company, your marketing company, your web development company, your copywriting business, if you're trying to figure out how you grow your service 7x, like I did, and you want to know how you get your business onto the Inc. 5000 list as one of the fastest growing privately held businesses in Los Estados Unidos, which for the non-bilingual audiences in the United States, right? One of the fastest growing businesses in the US, it's because I created with our controller a tool that allows us to price out every single project, every project that we do. And the first thing we do is we list what return, what profit margin do we want to get out of this project? And in doing so, when we're pricing it out, it spits out the price that we have to give to the client. It factors in not just the profit margin that we need and the employee's hourly rate, but the overhead for the office, the depreciation on our equipment, the travel time, like everything, yo. If you want access to this golden tool that's allowed me to make it friggin' rain at Lululemon when I go in there, woo, buying pants and hats and shirts. If you want that tool, hit me up, profit@wirebuzz.com. That's how you do it. Do not send me an email. Do not DM me on LinkedIn. 100% of the communication has to come through profit@wirebuzz.com. If you want to profit, please know I'm thinking about building the tool. I haven't heard from enough of you yet. That means if you're interested, email me, profit@wirebuzz.com. But also make sure you tell your friends, because if I don't get enough of you, I'm not doing it. Because I have to put up a significant amount of money to make this tool, which is all internal facing right now, external, so you could use it and be turnkey for your business. Okay? So hit me up, profit@wirebuzz.com. I'll continue to do my job, get my ass in the gym, so I could stay fit, live long, and prosper, and bring you the latest information how you grow your business. Peace.